Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's welcome in the glue of the Triple M NRL family, the fourth key member of the Saturday scrum with yourself, Tony Squires and Ryan Gerther. We speak, of course, of Brent Reed from the Australian. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, gentlemen.
He's fourth with a bullet, bud. He's coming up the ranks. I'd say he's...
with a bullet.
There's nowhere to go butt up when you're fourth, Tony.
Well, Michael Chamis is fifth, so just be careful.
How's even rate of mention anymore? Fair decent.
Right, Reedy, let's get stuck into this. Look, Tevita Pangai Jr., he's going to the Panthers. Paul Vaughan, he's at the Bulldogs. I guess the big free agent right now with Dale Finucane and also signed with the Sharks, Anthony Milford.
Yeah, look, it looks like the Milf's going to stay in Brisbane now and finish the season up there. The Gold Coast have come out today, Justin Holbrook, and said, look, it won't be happening this year and probably won't be happening next year either. And Kevy's basically come out and said that he expects him to stay now. And I've spoken to the Broncos as well today, and they said the expectations now that Anthony Milford will see out the season in Brisbane. So the way it's going, you'll see it out in the Queensland Cup. And it's interesting, South now would appear the most likely, but if Anthony is to go to South, it's going to have to be about football and not money. They've made that pretty clear to Anthony. They've reached out to his camp and said, look, you know, if you want to come somewhere that'll help your football, it'll make you a better football player, but give you the chance to maybe rediscover the player you once were, then we're open to it. But we're not going to pay you the world. You're going to have to take a fair snip, basically, in the hip pocket if that's to happen. So the ball's firmly in Anthony's court there, Anthony's camp's court, to sort out their priority. If their priority is money, it won't be South. If their priority is going to a football club that is going to be successful, going to a football club, Jason Demetrio clearly knows him well, the coach, the guy who's going to be coaching him next year. If you're looking for a football club that's going to potentially rediscover the best of Anthony Milford, then there's potentially an opportunity here for you. So I guess we just sit and wait for the Milf to make up his mind.
I think that's a perfect fit for him. I really do. He's been on a lot of money for a lot of years now, and he's been sunbaking, kicking back and just, you know, letting everything unfold. Now's the time to earn your money. Go to a club that wants you, that needs you, that will fit perfectly with you, and start producing what you did 5 years ago. Mm. It's simple as that. Otherwise, go to Super League.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to do that by the sounds of it, so I'm not sure he's got many options outside South at the moment.
Yeah, good. So well, that's a good option for him, I think, really.
Speaking of not many options, Curtis Scott. I mean, this is the young man. He went from the Storm, and then ever since he landed at the Raiders, before he even played a game, he was caught up in off-field issues. Where is he at?
Well, he got linked with the West Tigers in the past 24 hours, but Michael McGuire's put a line through that one today. Look, Curtis Scott actually comes out of quarantine tomorrow. He had to quarantine separate to the Canberra players who flew up to Brisbane. So he's still in Canberra training with the young guys down in Canberra. He comes out of quarantine tomorrow. So he can actually fly to Queensland tomorrow if Ricky wants him up there. But as I understand it, that won't be happening at this stage. He won't be joining the squad in Brisbane. So that's a pointer that perhaps he's played his last game for the Raiders. Now, I'm not sure where that leaves Curtis Scott. I think he's got a couple of years left in his deal there. And, you know, he's obviously had some issues of late, and I'm not sure he's probably at the top of everyone's signing list. So, Curtis has got some challenges ahead of him. But as it stands right now, he won't be going to Queensland and join the Raiders. That could obviously change if they have some injuries, but at the moment it won't be happening. So we've just got to wait and see what happens with Curtis.
Yeah, well, after one three in a row, that's the last thing Ricky Stewart needs is distraction. And look, at Melbourne Storm, I thought this kid had everything. I felt for him in the Australian Day fiasco that saw him, you know, covered all across the news. But now, I have no sympathy for him after what happened in the bar in Canberra. He's basically dug his own grave. Mm. Now he's got to fight himself out of it. Very similar to the last bloke we spoke to. You know, these guys could be on the scrap heap at a very young age, and if they don't really pull their finger out of their ass and realise that rugby league's a lifeline, not something to be sneezed at, well, nothing will ever happen.
Yeah. All right, ready. Let's talk Dragons. This is a club still in turmoil, still dealing with the fallout from Barbecue Gate. Now one of their rising stars has unfollowed them on socials.
What about this story? So this is a bit crazy. This. So Zach Lomax, who was one of the guys who didn't sign the statement, so didn't fly up for the team originally. He's up there now. Has unfollowed the Dragons on Instagram, and he's liked a post of Paul Vaughan saying basically, love you, Vaughny. And people have taken this as some sign that he's disgruntled, that he wants out of the Dragons. It's caused a hullabaloo on social media. I've all sorts of people reaching out to me saying, oh, what's happening? Is Zach Lomax going to the Tigers? I mean, the Tigers get linked with everyone. I've checked in with the Dragons today. They say there's no issue there. We're all jumping at shadows. Zach will be back with the team soon. And you know, everything's fine. So, yeah, it caused a bit of a hullabaloo on social media. I mean, it was all a bit strange, really.
Well, I understand where he's coming from. Look, he's peed off that they got caught at the barbecue, obviously. He didn't think they were doing anything wrong. It's because of with their teammates. But to unfollow the team that who pays your money, it's all about social media these days. Everyone picks up on social media.
Yeah.
These young kids know exactly what they're doing when it comes to social media, so don't say he's done something that he doesn't know what he's doing. And to like something that Vaughan said, that's fine. That's his mate. Yeah. I don't mind. I've got nothing, no dramas with that. But to unfollow the person who pays your bills, come on, man.
Maybe their content just wasn't very good.
Well, maybe they've got to get a new media manager. Get a new media manager who's probably his message.
No, we like Jack Brady. We like Jack Brady at the Dragons.
Jack's awesome.
We like Jack.
Well, social media.
Yeah, exactly, the social media. And quickly, you mentioned him there, Paul Vaughan.
Yeah.
He's now with the Bulldogs. And I like this. The Bulldogs have got a little bit creative in trying to get his ban over and done with quickly.
Yeah, look, I think this was before they found out or they were given the sign that the current weeks he's missing will count towards his suspension. So that would mean he misses 8 weeks. He'll be right for round one next year. I think before that had happened, they actually reached out to find out whether he could be picked in the Italian World Cup squad, and therefore that would count against his suspension. So it's some novel thinking by the Bulldogs. Mm. I like it. They're getting clever, the Dogs.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't realise that the Kangaroos and the Kiwis were going to pull out and probably stuff the whole World Cup.
Well, you know what? There's actually a hookup on right now involving, or it might be over by now, involving a couple of CEOs, club CEOs in the World Cup, having a discussion about their stance on it and why the clubs are opposed to it. I'm expecting a statement to be put out tonight on behalf of the clubs, just basically outlining why they've got concerns about the World Cup. And there's actually a hookup again tonight. So there's a bit going on with the World Cup. The World Cup are actually doing a press conference pretty soon as well. So there's a bit happening there.
Okay, we'll keep an ear out for it. Very nice. Brent Reed, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. Reedy's mail, always spot on. We will hear from you this Saturday on the scrum with the boys.
Good as gold, lads.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.